Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Ings, Sister, Sunnyside, Currambong, New South Wales, Australia. July 3, 1897. This letter is published in entirety in 7MR 76-77. Dear Sister Ings, I feel sad that I cannot also address Brother Ings, but the tree, faithful standard-bearer, is at rest. We did flatter ourselves that with you he would come to Australia, but as far as he is concerned, this hope is quenched. If I were within reach of you, I would visit you and encourage your heart. First, the little son was separated from the father and mother, and now the husband and father has fallen asleep in Jesus. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Revelation 14, verse 12. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from hence. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Verse 13. The blessing of the Lord has attended your husband's labors, and he will be missed. Our dear brother was loyal to God. It was his pleasure to cooperate with Jesus Christ, to cheerfully wear the dear Savior's yoke, and cheerfully lift the burden of obedience, doing the commandments of God. For centuries, the consolation of believers has been the declaration of Christ over the rent sepulchre of Joseph. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11, verse 25-26. Let not but gratitude fill your heart, for the life of Jesus becomes the sustaining cause of all who receive him as their personal Savior. Christ was the spiritual life of your husband. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. John 14, verse 18-19. The resurrection of Christ from the dead makes it certain that all who believe in Christ as their personal Savior, because he lives, they shall live also. His continual living agency on high ensures the fact that his death and resurrection brings to them life and immortality. Your husband will live in the hearts of those who love God. As time passes, you will miss him more and more. May the Lord strengthen and comfort and bless you. The Lord Jesus will be to you an ever-present help in time of need. On him you may rely. His death and resurrection are to be ever kept fresh in the minds of those who receive and believe in him as their Redeemer. The resurrection of Christ is the assurance of our salvation. He is the source of our life. Because I live, ye shall live also. Verse 19. We have a living Savior. In this we may all rejoice. Christ is not in Joseph's new tomb, but is our friend at court, pleading in our behalf. Approach your Savior with full assurance of faith, for he ever liveth to make intercession for you. Upon him you may depend for comfort and peace. Never forget that the Savior's loving presence continually surrounds us, and we are invited to come to him when we are weary and heavy laden. He says, Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 29-30. Seek him as one who wants you to find him to the joy of your soul. This will give vitality to your faith and earnestness to your prayers. Never approach your Lord with the impression that he is far from you. He is near thee, even at thy right hand to help thee. Be sure to trust the keeping of your soul to him. You are his by creation, and you are his by redemption.